Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the Jamaica and Caribbean Weekly News Summary for the week ending September 8th, 2023. The Jamaica Weekly News Summary is brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican government condemns remarks of PNP General Secretary about nationwide news network. The General Secretary of the People's National Party, PNP, in Jamaica, Dr. Dayton Campbell, has called the National News Network, NNN, an incubator for the Jamaica Labour Party, and his remarks have received condemnation from the country's government. At a post-cabinet media briefing, Robert Morgan, the minister with responsibility for information, said Campbell's comments serve to endanger the safety of individuals. Morgan also said the PNP is making baseless and continual attacks on the media. This week's Caribbean news. United Nations report, record numbers of migrant children are moving through the Caribbean and Latin America. A growing number of migrant children are moving through the Caribbean region and Latin America along dangerous migration routes, according to the lead child welfare agency of the United Nations. More children of increasingly young ages frequently travel alone from many different countries of origin. They are crossing many countries, facing disease, injury, separation from their families, and abuse along the way. Even those who survive the trip remain at risk. The high number of migrating children is occurring at the same time as historic rates of irregular migration in the Western Hemisphere. People continue to leave countries like Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua to flee dangerous conditions from social, economic, political, and environmental crises. Migration has changed over the past 10 years as more families with children and children alone move through the region. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at info@jamaicans.com. News of Jamaicans overseas. Surgeon born in Jamaica named first black female ringmaster at P.T. Barnum Festival. Dr. Camelia Lawrence, a Jamaican-born breast surgeon, made history as the first Jamaican woman appointed to serve as the ringmaster at the P.T. Barnum Festival in Bridgeport, Connecticut. With her appointment, Dr. Lawrence becomes the first mother to become a ringmaster and the first woman of color in that role. The festival has long symbolized community building and the union of diverse peoples in the region. It has been held for the past 76 years and honors the legacy of P.T. Barnum. Dr. Lawrence hopes to engage more young people and millennials in the traditions of the festival, which she views as the chance to revitalize the community. This week's business news. Jamaican tourism minister wants greater engagement of farmers in tourism industry. Edmund Bartlett, Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, is calling for farmers to gain more than the 42% expenditure spent by Jamaica's tourists on food. Bartlett believes that tourists love the island food that is provided, which can in turn spur profits for farmers. Noting the extent of the value chain, Bartlett said, "Fruits and vegetables represent $50 billion Jamaican dollars of demand in tourism, but the country has only been able to supply 20% of that," he added. 300 young people begin training in coding. The 2023 Universal Service Fund, USF, Technology Advancement Program, TAP, 3 Residential Code course is being given to 100 young participants. The training began with an opening ceremony on September 1st, 2023, at the Stony Hill Heart Academy in Kingston. The course offers comprehensive training in the technical, creative, and business skills needed to succeed in the rapidly changing technology industry. A total of 300 young people is participating in the program, with 100 in a residential program and 200 who will be commuting to different training centers across Jamaica. All 300 participants will receive $10,600 weekly, with $2,000 deducted as compulsory savings that they can access after completing the program. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Inaugural Caribbean Music Awards presented in Brooklyn's Little Caribbean. The first Caribbean Music Awards, CMA, were presented at King's Theatre in Brooklyn, New York on August 31, 2023. The musician and Grammy winner Wyclef Jean hosted the event, which showcased the rich musical offerings of the Caribbean. The CMA was different from mainstream music award ceremonies, as they focused solely on Caribbean genres, including soca, dancehall, and compa. The winners were selected by fans who cast votes for their favorite songs, artists, and music videos some months before the award show. Performing at the awards program were numerous Caribbean artists, including Carnival Bounce Crew, Maya, Dexter Dapps, Tony Ann Singh, Major Hype, Wayne Wonder, Ding Dong, and DJs Jabba and Bobby Condors, among others. This week's sports news. Jamaican forward Bonnie Shaw nominated for Women's Ballon d'Or. In a major milestone to her football career, Jamaican forward Khadija Bonnie Shaw received a nomination for the prestigious Women's Ballon d'Or Award. The Ballon d'Or is the top award presented in recognition of achievements in the sport of football. With her nomination, Shaw became the first Jamaican athlete, male or female, to be recognized in this way. Shaw is known for her skills as a striker, and she left her mark on women's football in the past season by scoring 31 goals in 30 matches for Manchester City in the Barclays Women's Super League. Jamaican sprinter Elaine Thompson-Herah clocks personal best of 2023 season in Switzerland. Five-time Olympic Jamaican champion sprinter Elaine Thompson-Herah, who planned to use race competitions to get back into shape following injury, won the women's 100-meter event at the Gala dei Castelli in Bellinzona, Switzerland, with a season's personal best time of 10.92 seconds. Her time was recorded at the World Athletics Continental Tour Silver Meeting. The runner said she was happy with her win and noted that she had set a season's best time just a week earlier in Zurich, but then improved her time again in Bellinzona. She is planning to continue winning this season as she competes in more events. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at info@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. at theenglishconnectionmedia.com. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.